Chapter 6. Containing fresh discoveries. Most surprisingly, that young Oliver can attack with vigor when so required.
Something bothers you, my boy?
No. Yeah. Seeing where Twist was born, brought up, it's made me understand him a lot more, you know?
The workhouse?
The old bloody place, Fagin. I don't know. It just got me thinking that maybe we're not so different.
That's not all you're thinking, is it?
He went to see his mother's grave.
Lots of people do that.
Yeah, because they knew them. Got me thinking, where's my old mum? Is she dead like Oliver's? Or was she out there? Doesn't even know I'm alive.
You always said that I was your mother and your father.
Yeah, and that's true. You raised me proper like, but I don't even know my real mum is. And God knows how I'd find her if I did. I ran from the workhouse when I was 5. There's nothing left of it now.
You don't need her. You don't need anyone. Except old Fagin. As an advisor, like.
Did you ever find out who she was?
No, my boy. I'm sorry. But this nostalgia isn't good for you. It'll take you away from the task at hand.
I'm all right, Fagin. I'll stick to the road in front of me. No matter where it leads.
I don't appreciate you sending workers to find me.
And I don't appreciate having to do it either, but here we are. Where's Betsy?
She's done her part for the moment. She was never a true member of the team.
Well, does she know that?
You want to bring her in? She'd get an equal share and you'd lose money, Twist.
Well, fine by me. She deserves it.
Christ! He's gone soft on her. Just like he did Nancy.
No, I just feel she's done more than you.
You what?
Is your hearing going, Noah?
You'd better watch your mouth, Twist.
Why? What exactly have you done so far?
Noah is a vital part of the heist.
When? Because so far I've only seen him shout at a carriage driver while Betsy and I have done all the work. She should get his stake.
Let's come back to this after we steal the diamond, yeah? Because currently we can't steal the bloody diamond.
Fine.
Oldsworth will tell us the key's number.
And that's lovely, but we still need to get in and copy it. Which means breaking into the Babbage offices.
Will that be difficult?
If you think their safes are bad, what do you think the offices are like?
So you're thinking a slight touch or a quick tumble?
What's that?
A slight touch is where we nip in, get what we need, and then nip out. No fuss.
Like you failed to do for Bill when you was a nipper. From what I've heard.
The alternative is a quick tumble. We turn up and attempt to steal something else, make a real song and dance about it. And while they're all distracted, someone else quietly copies the key.
The slight touch is much easier, isn't it?
That's what you think, but it's a hard pull.
Why?
Because you need a snakesman, a climber, and they're hard to control.
We could do both.
How do you mean?
I mean, a slight touch first on something else that goes wrong. We then bring in a fake crusher to check the scene of the crime and escort the thief away.
And get the key's impression while nobody's looking. It'll be tricky.
How tricky?
You'll need a damn good diversion.
Well, have you got a better idea?
You all right, Dodger?
Fine. Never better. Everything's bloody roses.
Sorry for asking.
No, it's appreciated. It truly is.
Aw, look at you both. I love birds.
Oh, back off, Noah.
Make me workers.
Shut it, you two. Let's plan this out proper, like after we speak to Holdsworth in a couple of days. In the meantime, Noah, get about acquiring some policeman's togs.
For me, you were workers.
Does it matter?
We're different sizes, ain't we? Workers here is all skin and bones, not a muscle on him.
Oh, I've got a muscle that you don't have.
Oh, eh? What?
A brain.
You little...
Gentlemen, save this for after the theft. Truce?
Truce.
Good. Noah, get the togs in Oliver's size.
Why me?
Because you play a lousy thief.
Come on, workers. We're taking you to the tailors.
How was the workhouse then? You get what you wanted from Bumble?
Not really. Sad old fool, can't remember a thing.
So how are we going to rope in Holdsworth?
Dodger's running a scam on him. He's paid Bumble to come here in 5 days. He'll be dressed up to the nines to make Holdsworth think that Bumble's sold his dirty secret.
Hey, nice plan. It's got Fagin written all over it.
So it wasn't a wasted trip in the end. Even caught up with some old friends.
You ain't got no old friends, they're all dead.
Yeah, whatever you say now. Can I ask you something?
Depends what it is.
It's just... you're so different to the boy I knew back there.
People change.
Yeah, not like that.
What's your point, Oliver?
Well, I just can't see how someone goes from being the charity school bully to the next Bill Sykes.
Newgate.
You were in Newgate prison?
6 months.
How?
After Fagin got his neck stretched, Charlotte and me, we turned informer. We'd make some coins snitching on publicans, things like that.
So, what happened?
Charlotte and me, we argued. Never good. And I started seeing this bit of skirt at the same time.
I bet that didn't go down well.
You don't know the half of it. She found herself with child.
Yours?
No, the bleeding Pope's. Who's your thing?
Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
So I left Charlotte and I moved in with this other woman, trying to do the right thing, you know. What?
It's just surprising to hear you say, do the right thing. So, what did Charlotte do?
Took offence, didn't she? She turned nose and grassed on me.
About what?
Had me fingers in a few pies. No major. Not enough to have me hanged or transported her home. But I was still sentenced to 6 months hard labour.
What happened to the girl?
What girl?
The bit of skirt.
I got the news 2 months into me stretch. Mother and baby died in childbirth.
I'm sorry, Noah. I truly am.
I don't need your pity, workers.
So what happened when you came out?
Newgate changes a man. You're only as good as your reputation in there. I was known to be both Fagin and Sykes' friend, but with them both dead, I was able to build myself a new identity. One to keep me alive and safe.
You lied.
Added to the legend, a cold-hearted killer who helped Sykes on occasion. People believed me. I found that I liked it. I got involved in prison scraps, became stronger, harder, and when I was finally released, I discovered that I liked this new me.
I see.
Nah. You don't. I did what I needed to do to survive.
You think I don't understand that?
Oh, you will, workers. You will, mate.
About time. You're late.
No, your watch is fast. Is Bumble here yet?
Right over there. Cuts quite a dash, doesn't he?
Almost didn't recognise him.
And there ain't much an haircut, a scrub and some fine clothes can't fix.
Is that Noah next to him?
Yeah. He was as happy to see Bumble as you were.
So, where do you want me?
Sitting on the other side of Bumble.
Oh, you're joking.
Do I look like I'm joking? Noah's done it, so you can do it too. Three old chums having a jolly time of it. Well, I'll speak to Holdsworth at the bar.
Well, this had better work, Dodger.
Off you go now. Remember, nice and jolly.
Oliver! So how
this is all for show, Bumble. Don't even think about trying to be friendly after everything you've done to me.
Oh, no, of course not. So, Master Claypole, how have the years been for you? Why, I remember the time...
Shut up, hey, Bumble, yeah? Before I cut your throat.
Isn't this supposed to be a friendly drink?
I'm smiling, ain't I?
Excuse me, you Charles Bates?
I am indeed, me old covey. Do I have the distinct pleasure of conversing with one Mr. Holdsworth?
Well, yeah. But are you sure it's me you were looking for?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not exactly sure why you'd want to speak to me.
Oh, no, it's you I wanted. Have a drink. Barney, 2 gins.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm afraid I don't drink.
Oh, believe me, you will tonight. Hold on. Is that old Bumble over there?
What?
Mr. Bumble. Old Parish Beadle. Didn't you work for him?
Oh, I may have.
Well, there he is. Look.
I heard that he was destitute.
Oh, he was. But, as you can see, he came into some money recently. See those boys, either side of him? They're also from your own town.
I don't understand.
You've been a naughty boy, Mr. Holdsworth. And Mr. Bumble there knows exactly how. And now he's sitting flush. Coins in pocket and food in his belly. What does that tell you?
Oh, God.
That's right. You've been rumbled. Your past has come to light. You know what that means?
What?
It means you're mine, Sonny Jim. Now listen up, my lad. Because I have a job for you.
I don't feel right doing this.
Doing what? We're just cashing in a favour. It's not like we're murdering someone.
No. We're blackmailing a man purely on the word of Noah Claypole.
Oh, cold feet twist.
It just feels wrong.
Of course it's wrong. We're stealing a diamond from the Bleeding Queen. We're not making pocket handkerchiefs here. Here we go. Mr. Holdsworth, what do you have for us?
The lockbox you're looking for is number 583. It's one of three that the British Museum have, and the key for it is held in a cabinet in our first floor offices.
You sure?
Positive. Look, I know it's not my business, but...
Go on.
I've been the Babbage man there a couple of times. You know, to open the safe for them. All it has in it are papers and the occasional fossil.
I like fossils.
I'm just saying. If you want something bigger to steal, I think you can do better.
Don't worry, my little dove. We ain't stealing from this box. This was just a test to see if you'd come through for us.
A test?
Exactly. The real key will be required in a few weeks. 2 months at best.
So I did all this for nothing?
No, not at all. Here, take this. Bit of spending money there for you. Class it as a retainer for your services.
That's it?
Almost. In the next couple of months, we'll come back and ask one more time for a key's location. Then we'll be gone for good.
Right. Well, I don't see why not. I mean, you promise you're not going to kill anyone?
You can't promise that, Dodger, my boy. You know there needs to be death for this to work.
Dodger?
Sorry, just thinking ahead. Mr. Holdsworth, I cross my heart. On my soul, no deaths.
Good. Then I'm in.
Good man. Now, return to your desk as if nothing has happened and expect us sometime around mid-June. Bye now.
Goodbye, Mr. Bates.
Look at him. Running away as fast as those tiny little legs can take him. Oh, what now?
Second key in 2 months? What in blazes are you talking about? What was in the envelope?
£5.
What was the blackmail for if you're going to pay him?
Plausible deniability, my friend. By paying him, we stop it being blackmail and make it coercion.
So he's less likely to tell on us?
Even better, he'll think that we need him again. And, more importantly, he'll think there's more money for him, so he won't tell a blessed soul until it's too late.
That's actually rather clever.
You sound surprised. By the time he realises we're not coming back, we'll be done and gone. Walk with me. Slowly.
What's up?
We're being followed. Don't look. Two vicious-looking buggers.
Black Sally?
Has to be. Quick. Down here.
It's a dead end.
Lucky it's wash day. Quick. Behind the sheets.
They've gone.
They must have clocked us. They bolted the moment they turned the corner.
Where? It's a dead end.
Wall down the end. Over that and off to Tavistock Street by now. Damn it. He's gonna kill us.
Come on. We might pick him up around Pentonville.
I'll admit it. I never thought that would work.
Oh, ye of little faith. I used to do it all the time as a nipper.
Are they gone?
And for the moment, that don't mean they're not coming back.
Sally's men, do you think?
No, I reckon so. He doesn't trust his investment.
So what does he want from us?
If he's having us watched, he's trying to work out what a caper is. And if he works it out, he'll try and steal the diamond for himself.
So what do we do?
Simple.
We steal it before he works it out. We crack Babbage's this week. In the meantime, just keep a low profile. I tell you what, I'll see you at the Three Cripples later.
But Sally's bound to have some spies there.
Yeah, but we won't talk business. In fact, we'll plan a fake heist or something. Put them all on the wrong track. Don't look so worried, Twist. I'll be all right.
It's not you I'm worried about. I'll see you tonight.
You say you've got no doubts, Dodger, my boy. But your face says otherwise.
Not at all, Fagin. I know what's expected of me.
Then what is it?
It's just that I've forgotten. I actually used to like the boy back in the day. He was innocent and naive. It was refreshing.
As refreshing as my neck being snapped.
Of course not. It's just, he got out, you know. He actually had a scrap of happiness. And I made sure all that came crashing down around him.
You didn't kill the old man, Dodger. You never knew how ill he was.
Yeah, but I should have. I should have known everything.
The man wasn't his father. He was a surrogate, a stand-in. Besides, Oliver had no compunctions about leaving me to die now, did he?
I suppose not.
He's a catalyst, my dear. Luck loves him, even if he believes that God's turned his back on him. With him beside you, your odds rise exponentially. So keep him sweet until you secure the diamond. You understand? Associate with him until the diamond is in your hand.
And then end the association. Permanently.
Charlie, it is you. I thought I saw you ducking in here.
Just getting a moment's peace. Praying's good for the soul.
Only if God listens. Why are you still hanging about? I'm not going to help you, and Claypole wants you dead. Go home.
I can't.
Why?
Because they don't know I'm here. And the moment I return, they'll most likely fire me.
What the hell are you playing at?
I'm not playing at anything, Oliver. I'm trying to keep Dodger alive.
What do you mean?
Do you think you were the first person Dodger asked to help with this? Of course not. He came to me first. But Claypole wasn't happy about it. I was an obstacle he wasn't expecting.
What sort of an obstacle?
One that would stop him stealing the diamond from Dodger.
You know about the diamond?
I've always known.
So what was all that talk about getting me to inform on Dodger then?
I had to make sure you were doing it for the right reasons, and you wouldn't walk off and leave Dodger to Claypole, or Claypole's master.
Master? You mean... No.
You can't say a thing.
Black Sally.
Noah's got no loyalties to Dodger. Once they've got the diamond, he'll double-cross him and take it.
But how?
How do you think?
You've got to tell Dodger.
I have. He won't listen to me. Says I lost his trust when I refused to help with the diamond heist. That's why I'm here, Twist. Dodger saved my life. I need to return the favour.
Well, I could speak to him and
no,
see if...
You can't tell him a thing. He'll just take you off the job, and then we both lose. You just need to be there, watching out for him. Will you do that?
Of course I will. But one thing. You said that Noah didn't want you on this job.
Yeah, so?
Well, why did he let me on it then?
Honestly? Because he doesn't see you as a threat. So use that, Oliver. Use that and save Dodger.
You're cutting it fine, Twist.
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
You are. And the uniform suits you. I'd take you for a sergeant any day. Noah and Betsy will be here soon. They're looking the part and all.
Where's Babbage's, then?
Just across the street. See? Oldsworth's still in there, so he can't go in yet. He'd put two and two together if he saw us. What are you wearing that locket for?
Just give me a minute, will you? Mother, Father, I'll hope you forgive me for what I'm about to do. I never knew you, either of you, and now I dishonour your memories. But it's the only way I can see to save myself. In all my time with Fagin, I never stole, not once. But now I need to. Forgive me.
Oi, put your parents away. Here come Betsy and Noah. Right then. Before we go anywhere, you three tell old Dodger the plan. Blow by blow. We can't afford a single mistake.
I'm first in. I'm playing a lady in need of a hiding place. I'm being chased by a violent, good-for-nothing con, that's you now.
And I've got an axe to grind with said lady who's been talking about. I chase her upstairs, pull the barker and take aim.
Just make sure you don't shoot me by accident.
Oh, trust me, Betsy, my sweet. If I shoot you, it won't be no accident, darling.
Now, that's what I like to see. Loyal teamwork. Twist.
We're the Crushers. I'm a sergeant. Dodger's a detective. We come in after Noah, and when he pulls a pistol, I try to take it off him, and we have a fight.
Looking forward to that.
A play fight. We keep the clerks distracted long enough for Dodger to wax and wipe the key we need.
Spot on. Lockbox 583. Thank you, Mr. Oldsworth. Oh, and here he goes. Most obliging. Betsy, off you go. It's time.
Smithson, do you have the clerk details?
I believe so, sir. Just a moment.
Welcome to Babbage & Co., madam. How may I...
Help me, for the love of God. Help me, I need protection.
Now, look...
He's coming for me, he is, I swear!
Who's coming for you?
Him! Out there! Look!
Get out here, girl! Get out of here now!
He's got a gun.
Oh, my God! Follow me, quick, upstairs. Smithson, deter the man.
What? But, sir...
Where is she?
Upstairs,
is she?
I don't know who you mean.
Right, you think you can run from me, you witch? I'm going to kill you.
Oh, dear Lord, what do I do?
Police!
Stand back. Upstairs, officers. They're upstairs.
Leave the lady be, sir. She is frightened out of her wit.
Oh, she should be.
You, sir... Take a few slow steps back towards me.
For the lady.
We'll take care of it, sir. Please, come to me. That's it. Now get downstairs, quickly now.
You think this is funny? Making eyes at another fella? Well, let's see how funny it is when I killed you!
Oh, please, Harry, I'm sorry. I never meant to make you angry. It was all a bit of fun.
Harold Marks, drop your weapon.
Make me!
Sergeant, if you would.
Yes, sir.
Come on, then!
Oh, all right, workers, I made your nose bleed, just like old times, eh?
I won't be bullied by you again.
You bastard, I'll leave them all.
Oh, look, Harry, I've given you a black eye, just like old times.
It's just the start of it, mate.
Stop it, you're killing each other.
He doesn't have the guts to kill me.
Watch your mouth.
All that talk about being a new Bill Sykes, well, you're nothing. A second-rate snitch and a bully.
Time to pay.
That's enough, leave him.
Not now, Dodger.
We need
him. Not now, Dodger. Time to die, workers!
Don't do it!
Nobody treats me like scum! Not you, not Dodger, and not workers here!
Are you gonna shoot me?
Thinking about it?
Then don't miss!
Why?
Because it's the only chance you're gonna get! Yeah!